Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, he's our buddy from the Cleveland Browns Radio Network. He's Mr. Tyvus Powell. Hello, Tyvus.
What's up, Grumpy?
What's going on with y'all, too?
How are you?
You two have not changed one bit.
Well,
of course
not.
Well, you know, it's only been like a couple months. Yeah, I mean, we're not going to change overnight. I mean, you are the happiest person I've ever met in my life, probably.
I'm grumpy. I want to be grumpy.
You are the exact opposite of grumpy.
That's very true.
They say when you get older, like, you tend to get grumpier.
No, you're not.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, come on, man.
Here's a list of things that hurt.
Okay, so tell me this one. As a guy who, you know, you played defensive back. You're out there, you're on the edge, you're at corner by yourself, or you're moving to safety, and you're covering wide receivers, and, you know, you're looking at running backs, and you got quarterbacks that you're dealing with, and the team that you're working with goes out and drafts a defensive lineman and an offensive lineman. Does that bore you, or do you think, yes, way to fill in the trenches?
Oh, that is like, I'm happy. I'm extremely happy about that. You mean to tell me as a DB now I only got a cover for less than 3 seconds because you went and got another pass rusher? And on top of that, he's giving pressure down the middle of the line? Oh, my goodness. This is the greatest thing going. I know Myles Garrett is extremely happy.
Tyvus, I thought of you for a second after the Browns made their first pick, and I wondered what it's like when you're a guy from Cleveland, and whether you're a free agent or whether you're drafted or not, gets a phone call from the Browns and says, hey, you know, we'd like for you to be on the team, even if it was one of five teams you were with in 27. But that first call you got in 2017 was from the Browns. And, like, what is that like?
It is actually a dream come true because, like, for me, I can't speak for everybody else, but I can speak for the majority of the athletes that's from Cleveland. You know, you grow up all your life and you hear, you watch the Browns, you study the Browns, you're fans of the Browns. And obviously things haven't always been great, you know, as a childhood. But now you get an opportunity to wear that orange and brown and try to help that organization turn things around. Like that's what you want to do because you're going to go in there, you're going to give it your all. You're going to give it more than your all, everything you have, because this is where you're from. It just means much more to you. So it's a blessing to be a Cleveland Brown, and I feel like anybody that's from the area, you know, like I talked to Justin's excited. Denzel was excited. Mike Hall was excited. Like everybody that's from this area that grew up a Cleveland Browns fan, when you get that opportunity, you want to go in there, you want to give it your all and do everything you can to bring this city a Super Bowl because you know what it means to this city. You know, you've been a citizen, you've been a fan, and, you know, you've been talking amongst the fans, and that's the only thing that's missing out of this organization is a Super Bowl. And if you can be a part of that and be a piece to help get you there, it's like you'll be a legend in your city forever. So I think that's the goal and the mindset of anybody that's from the area that, you know, wants to be a, that becomes a Cleveland Brown.
Tyvus Powell joining us. Tyvus, you work with the Browns. You also do Ohio State stuff. You do a lot of college stuff. Tell us about Mike Hall. What are the Browns getting in a young defensive lineman?
Well, they're getting a great pass rusher for sure down the middle. You know, Mike Hall led the Buckeyes 2 years ago in sacks. He had 4.5 sacks, which is, if people don't know, it don't sound like a lot, but to do it from the defensive tackle position where you're getting double teamed constantly, it's very impressive. He was getting TFLs. It was games that Mike Hall just looked like a man amongst boys. He did battle some injuries, so that kind of kept him sidelined a little bit. But when he's in there, he is a really good pass rusher, very physical guy. You'll see him knock guys down. And he just has a lot of fun. He plays with a ton of passion. So I think the Browns got this one right. You know, obviously, you know, you put him in a group with a bunch of veteran defensive tackles like Dalvin Tomlinson, Shelby Harris, all those guys, Q Jefferson that just got there. You put him with those guys and let him learn some more and, you know, put him in that rotation. You got another premier pass rusher that can be effective. So on third down, you know, you can just pin your ears back and let it fly. And you got so many guys that have the ability to get to the ball that I think that the competition will be who gets there first. You know, everybody's got to bring their best move, because if you don't, the other guys go get there first. So I think he's going to thrive in this Jim Schwartz defense. Obviously, we know with Jim Schwartz, he has a history of taking defensive tackles and turning them into pro bowlers. And, you know, Mike Hall is one of those guys that once he develops correctly and he's in this system for a while, he will be that guy. And hopefully we can afford to pay him when that time comes.
You can just give him a little extra what you got. You can give him some NIL, some Browns NIL money if you need it. You can give him some of your NIL.
He's off my books now, you know. It's just up for the Browns. Jimmy Haslam got to take care of him now.
Hey, what did you think when they picked Zach Zinter?
You know, I like the pick. Obviously, I don't – now that I'm 30 years old and out of college, I don't – you know, it doesn't bother me that he went to the Wolverines and that he's a Wolverine. When I watched him play, I remember a guy that was very physical, that dominated in the run game, because I got to watch it for, the last three years. So I know he's physical in the trenches. He can get guys removed. When I talked to Kevin about him after they draft him, and we spent a couple of minutes talking to Kevin on the radio about it, he said he reminds him a lot of Wyatt Teller. So that means that he's a physical guy that can pull and do all the other things. I think he would have been a first-round pick if he didn't, you know, have that injury in the game last year. But I think he's a really solid player, the guy that's going to be in the future guard of this position and a future all-pro. I know we can't afford to keep paying both guards $12 million. So, you know, whether Joe Batonio retires in a couple of years or Wyatt Teller moves on or something, I think when he goes in there, we won't skip a beat. We'll still get that same great guard play from Zach Zinter.
Big picture on this one, Tyvus. Looking at the work Andrew Berry has done on the defensive line to give Jim Schwartz what he needs, and looking at, you know, right now you have DeJuan Jones and Zinter as backups along with Luke Whipler. Those guys could, in theory, you think, well, those guys could be starters in the National Football League. I'm just really impressed with what he's done to fortify both sides of the line.
You know, Jeff, when you talk about that, that's the one thing that a lot of people don't think about. You know, a lot of people only think about Andrew Berry and the missed draft picks that he's had, you know, with the wide receiver position is where everybody likes to go. But the reason I give Andrew Berry a ton of credit, and I think I said this towards the end of the year last year, is that he does a phenomenal job of building depth. And the one thing about the Cleveland Browns that we see today that's different than in the past is that this year we don't, you know, the positions is pretty set. You know, now we're not drafting guys that, oh, we need this fifth round pick to be really good to come in and be a player for us. No, he can do the proper thing where he can sit down, sit back for a year, study the game, get better. And then when it's his time to go in there, you know, he's ready to go instead of us rushing to put somebody in there that might not be quite ready yet. So I think he's done a really remarkable job of building this roster to getting a lot of depth pieces. Obviously, last year was a testament that you got to have more than one because they're one injury away. And it was so many times that backups went in the game and they were still productive as the starter. So that's where I give Andrew Berry a ton of credit, because as a GM, it's hard to recognize that type of talent and be able to keep those guys on your roster.
Tyvus, I'm not asking you to think for him, but I'm wondering if you're Deshaun Watson going into the season, what are you thinking? And is how make or break is it for his future, knowing that the debt, that the draft debt has been paid off on him moving forward, that if they maybe want to look in a different direction at the end of the season, they could. I don't know fiscally, I don't know that it'd be that easy, but I'm just wondering if you're Deshaun, what are you thinking going into this next season?
If I'm Deshaun, I need to go in here. First of all, I need to hold myself to a very high standard. You know, that's the thing. No matter what, all the trades and all the injuries and all the talk, all of that doesn't really faze me because I am the toughest critic on myself anyways. So if I'm Deshaun, I'm thinking to myself, I need to have an unbelievable season this season. I need to get back to being who I was. You know, I've seen glimpses of it. I've shown flashes of it. I know it's there. I know the greatness is inside of me because I literally just went out there on my last time with that orange and brown, won a game. I had an unbelievable performance. So I know it's that greatness is still inside of me. You got a group of guys that believe in me in that locker room. And I think that's the biggest thing for – if I was Deshaun, that'd be the biggest thing for me. These guys have rolled with me through everything. You know, they listen to the criticism that I've gotten, and they stand up for me. They still go out there and fight alongside of me. You know, maybe a lot of them didn't want me here. That doesn't matter at all. Only thing that matters is when it's time to go to battle, these guys is riding with me, you know, and they stood there and they listened to the criticism. Away games, they sit there and listen to the criticism that I got to go with, that I got to go through, you know. So I kind of owe these guys everything because it's hard to find a group of people that will stand by you through the ups and the downs in life. So I owe these guys a really good season, and as long as I'm healthy, we got a chance to be really great. And I'm going to go out there and I'm going to give it my all this year. I'm not going to think about the money. I'm not going to think about all the stuff that people may say or the disappointment or what anything anybody says. The only thing that matters is the guys that's in the locker room and the guys that's in that building. And I'm going to make sure that I give it everything I got to make sure that I make them look good and make them feel that this was the right decision.
Tyvus Powell joining us.
If I was Deshaun.
Tyvus Powell joining us from the Browns Radio Network. Sorry, everybody. Wide receiver position. Browns brought in Thrash in the fifth round, but you have Amari Cooper, and then I think you have everybody else who is trying to do stuff that they haven't yet done in their career, make a step forward. Jerry Jeudy, Cedric Tillman, Elijah Moore. Are you okay with what they have at wide receiver, assuming and thinking that a couple of these guys are going to really emerge and improve their game?
Yeah, I think the talent, from a talent standpoint, their talent, they have the best talent, you know, to be great. I think it's up to that. Also comes down to the quarterback. You know, the thing about what do we love about Joe Flacco last year? Why did it wasn't necessarily all the passing yards. It was the fact that he took that same wide receiver group that we questioned and he made them look good. He made them play above themselves. You know, they look really productive in games. So we know that the receivers, even before Jerry Jeudy, we know that this wide receiver room can be extremely productive because we literally just watched another quarterback do it. And I think that's where Deshaun comes in again. He has to get that chemistry down. If Joe Flacco can do it in a matter of days, then you should be able to do it with a bunch of time through training camp and all of those things. So I'm comfortable with the wide receiver group. I think Jerry Jeudy is going to be a really good piece. I know that in the NFL it hasn't been great, but I think that with Deshaun, a guy that he respects and he admires, I think that he'll get back to where he wants to be.
Great to have you with us, buddy. Thank you.
Tyvus, thank you.
I'll see you guys soon.
We can't wait. It's coming up. Thanks, Tyvus.
I'll fire up the microphones for you. You're good.
There he is. Tyvus Powell joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. After the Cavaliers' loss in Game 4 in Orlando, he threw out some numbers there. The 10 points, the number of the points the Cavaliers scored in the third quarter against the Orlando Magic, absolutely smoked in that quarter. They were outscored 37-10 after being up by 9 points at halftime. How you come out of the locker room and let that happen after what you did coming out of the locker room in Game 3 and let that happen, I have no idea. And Donovan with 18 in the first half, Andy, makes you think, all right, he's feeling great. And then he has 0 points and four shots in the second half. And that makes you think, all right, he's injured. What's the truth? Or is there a hidden thing here? We're going to get into that momentarily.
Spencer German and Nick Wilson cover the Ohio State offseason story and major college football headlines on the Sons of the Shoe podcast. Subscribe now at 923thefan.com or on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Donovan's playoff numbers are way down right now.
Right.
And hit on those real early in the show. He's averaging 21 points a game in the playoffs. It's only four games. 21 points a game, a little different style. It's been low scoring for the Cavs. 21 points compared to 26-6 in the regular season. So he's down 5.6 points. His shooting on threes is down from just under 37% to 25% here in the playoffs. I hope he's hurt. I hate to say that. I hope that he's physically being bothered by something. Otherwise, we both agree, Andy, that the problem is bigger. We had a caller earlier in the show who mentioned something about Donovan, and this is what he is in the postseason. Tell me if this means anything to you.
Okay, is this something?
Is this something about Donovan, or is this just the way it's gone? In his playoff career, and he's been in the playoffs, this is the seventh season now he's been in the postseason. His record in games is 20-29. He's had 20 wins, 29 losses in his playoff career.
Okay.
And in the first 6 years, not including this year because it's not finished yet, he's made it out of the first round of the playoffs twice in six tries. Is that anything? Is that?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's something like, well, that's Donovan Mitchell's fault, or has he just been on teams that aren't ready for primetime?
Takes five. I know he wants to carry this thing on his back, but, I mean, we've listened to him the last two games say that, you know, this is on me. I've got to play better. What's wrong? Nothing. Nothing's wrong. Well, I mean, you're coming off bad knee. You got elbowed in the ribs game one. There's some issues going on with him that he doesn't want to talk about. They sound like health issues. To me, he sounds like a player who's not going to make any excuses and want to play as hard as he possibly can. You can't come up with goose eggs, though, in an entire half of a game.
How does that happen?
You're hurt. You're not playing.
It has other to be,
are,
right?
Other people are being ball dominant. You're missing a break here. You can't get one to go through the bucket. I mean, there are all kinds of little ways where that can happen, but I just don't see it. Like, I want to be able to handle the ball in the fourth quarter if you're down 10 or less and say, go win the game for us. That's when I want to see it. The problem is when they've had success, it's not like they have mixed it up. So when they've had good success in the series, they've mixed it up. Go back and look at the box scores. Look at how evenly distributed things are. Even with Mitchell, you know, skewed a little bit higher, the rest of everybody else is even. There's no parachute on this thing in the second half. They are just falling, and there's nothing catching them to be able to stop the bleeding, whether it's a timeout or not taking a timeout or getting a guy that can just get hot. Everybody gets cold, or they're trying to rush shots. Man, they're trying to force it too much, in the especially the third quarter. Everyone was like trying, I'm going to try to do this, or I'm going to try to do that, especially watching Garland. Garland was a tough watch. Third quarter, tough watch. Missed a bunny. I mean, had the one step, all he'd do was put his foot up in the air and do the old mic control. Boop, boop, see you in. I mean, that's all he had to do. And he bangs it off the glass, and it goes to the other side. No one's there for a rebound. Next thing you know, your transition, I think it was a dunk on the other side. Now, all of a sudden, you've absolutely let all of the air out of the ball. And it looks like you're not there to play. You're not there to win. And you just, you're like, okay, let's get back to Cleveland. That's what it felt like.
The thing that's strange to me about this whole thing is that there are so many different things, Andy, that I think you could point to in this series that haven't gone the way you think they should. And the one that I've pointed to that I think is the most critical is the way they've come out in the last two games at halftime and just laid incredible goose eggs in the third quarter. They've just been horrendous. But I wonder about Donovan. I wonder if he's hurt. I wonder if he's the type of player that, okay, we're in a playoff series now, and it's not a regular season game. We've had a little bit of time to prepare for you, and we can shut you down. I don't think that's the case. And I say that after giving his numbers of his personal record in the playoffs, 20-29, and the fact that he's only advanced out of the first round twice in six tries, and this is the seventh try right now. I don't think that's the case.
I agree with you. I hope that it's an injury that's holding him back, because he comes out hot and then just fades into the woodwork. That's the problem.
That second half's unbelievable. I don't know. And he was on the floor for 36 minutes. It's not like he wasn't
playing.
Couldn't
tell you. Couldn't tell you if you asked me how many minutes he played.
I mean, that second half, and if I'm wrong, correct me.
You're wrong.
Thank you. I appreciate it. No problem. Let's get it out of the way now.
Yeah.
Was it 2011? Was that the year with that Celtics game that LeBron had? It was like game 5 or game 6. Where he was just openly rebelling. Like, remember that? There was that game, and it was half. And he just,
it wasn't the elimination game. It was the game before.
Right, and he was just openly rebelling against the offense. And I'm not saying that's what's happening with Donovan Mitchell, and I don't think that's what he's doing. But when you go 0-for-4 in the second half and 0-for-0 in the fourth quarter, I've got questions, because that's the last time I remember a superstar or a guy who should be a superstar, an upper echelon player, just flat out going, I'm done. You people figure it out.
Do you think...
I don't think that's the case, but it reminded me of that.
Did it have that look to you, or did it have more the look of, we're a coaching staff who can't figure out how to get our best player shots?
I don't know. They look disjointed.
Can I give you the worst answer I can give you in Sports Talk Radio?
I think it's both.
Can I tell you tomorrow?
Yeah. No, tell me now. Why can't you tell us now?
Because I'm going to go back and watch the second half and take notes.
Right.
And then I'll tell you tomorrow. That's why. I'll give you the worst answer. Let me go watch the tape. Let me get to the tape.
Let me look at the tape.
Look at the tape.
Nice job, Coach Menigan.
Yeah, I go to the tape.
Rodney's in Cleveland. Hi, Rodney.
Rodney.
Hey, how you doing, Jeff and Andy?
Good.
Good.
I just wanted to run this by y'all. Just, you know, because I've been watching the NBA, and I was watching the Indiana game yesterday, and it got to a point where it got boring or bad basketball. I think the NBA should take the three-point line out for a little while, because every guy wants to stop at that three-point line and shoot threes, and they can't shoot threes. You know, I mean, it's doing something to the game that is making it kind of like boring or not attractive as it used to be. You know, they need to tinker with that a little bit, because all these guys want to be Steph Curry's, and everybody can't shoot like that. You know,
that's true,
Rodney. I think the three-point line has changed the game in a way I don't enjoy very much. And so
right.
I don't think they'll eliminate it. I wonder if they tweak it. I wonder if they do anything about it. I don't think they will. But I agree with you. I can't stand watching guys who aren't good three-point shooters just jack up threes. And it doesn't mean a couple of them aren't going to go in. But,
right.
You know, but I agree with you completely.
Yeah, I was watching that game yesterday, and it just got to be like, man, this is boring basketball. This ain't fun. You know, guys don't want to do nothing but shoot threes now.
Rodney, thank you very much. Cavs right now last
right, though,
in the NBA playoffs in three-point percentage at 26.7. However, they have company. Denver at 27.6. Denver.
You sure?
That's what it says right in front of me here.
Look at that.
I'm pretty much reading it. Denver is spelled D-E-N-V-E-R, right?
I think so.
That is correct. Well, we've been throwing a lot of criticism.
Unless you're a mile high.
Been throwing a lot of criticism at Donovan Mitchell.
Well,
kind of back. Well, he.
I don't know if we're criticizing, except I think he's hurt.
I'm throwing some criticism on it. I mean, the way that he was kind of.
I think he's hurt.
Waiting off in the corners in that third quarter.
So what do you want to do? You want to say to JB, take me off the floor?
I don't know, but I'm interested to see what he thinks of the criticism.
You come out the way I came out and then not score the rest of the game. It's a tale of two halves. It's been like that. Even when we won the games, it's been like that. I have to figure that out. It's why I'm here. As much as the success I get, I deserve the criticism too, and I hold myself to that. My teammates probably hate that I'm saying it, but it's just a fact. So you can't have 18 points in the first half and zero in the second and only four shots.
Can I go really big picture on you here?
You're going to say something wise like, can the Cavs win a best of three? Because that's where we are. Is that big picture?
No, it's not what I'm going to say.
Oh, okay. Just guessing.
If you decide you want to move on from him because he's not going to commit to you, what are you going to get in a trade? If they get knocked out and he's goes 0 for 4 in the second half of a game and can't get his team out of the first round.
Throws up a 30-point in one of these next two games.
Like he did in game one?
Yeah. For him personally, he needs to do that. If he's not hurt.
I don't know. I don't know. Jim's in Strongsville. Jim.
Jimbo.
Hey, guys. Hey, Jeff, I just want to take you to task a little bit. You seem to be putting a lot more of this, and I don't want to speak for you, but it feels like you're putting a lot more of this on the coach. You're like, well, is it the coach not getting them open? Listen, at this point in time in the year, these are professional basketball players. There's no excuse. It's not the coach not getting them shots that they want. This is the game that they've played their entire lives. This is 95% on the players. Players got to play, and right now these guys aren't playing. They're not hitting shots. They're turning the ball over. They're not playing strong. That is not on JB. I'm not defending JB. I don't think he's a great coach, but this is not on JB that Donovan Mitchell came out and was like an 0-for in the second half. That doesn't happen to any of the other great players. Coaches don't have to scheme up. This team went to the finals with David Black. So I don't want to hear that it's the coach's fault. The players got to play.
And LeBron James, Jim. Come on, let's be a little.
Okay, but you know what? You're saying Donovan Mitchell. Look, I'm sorry that we made this trade. But look, Donovan Mitchell's never going to be the guy that we thought we were going to get this trade. It was a trade they had to make. It's just going to turn Danny Ainge is going to look like a genius. It just you had to make this deal.
No, you didn't.
Was probably not the right deal for them.
You didn't have to make the deal, Jim. Thank you, and I'm sorry. The coach does not get off scot-free when you come out as unprepared for a third quarter.
72-36,
as you did the last two games.
72-26, sorry.
That's a team effort. And last I saw, coaching staffs were on the team.
And if your best player isn't playing well, you got to get him off the floor.
It's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.